Marking 2 years in office, President Yoon held his second press conference since inauguration and, as promised, delivered a Q&A session with the press, something that was once conducted regularly on his way to work but suspended in November of 2022. Could last week's press conference be seen as the president's willingness and commitment to improving communication following the April's parliamentary election defeat? For further insights, we now connect with Professor Kim Byung-ju at the Hanguk University of Foreign Studies. Good morning, Professor Kim.
Good morning.
Hope you had a decent weekend.
I did. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Let's get started. This was President Yoon's first direct interaction with the press in 21 months. So maybe we can start out with why there was such a long silence in the first place. And to that, what extent can we say the April election results necessitated this resumption of media interaction?
I guess, when he inaugurated 2 years ago in May, 2022, I guess he was really enthusiastic about, communicating with people, sharing his thoughts with people. I was one of those people who were a little bit surprised by the idea of having this daily morning time encounter with media every time he comes to the office. I thought, wow, we actually seeing that here in Korea? Not that our political system is not democratic. It's one of the most vibrant, most dynamic democracies around the world, I can say. But still, the way our culture is,
right.
Traditionally speaking, we're not as much of the talkative culture, and president talking with the media every morning was something, at that time, I thought it was going a little bit overboard, and I guess I was right.
Because it does come with inherent risks, right? One of my favorite musicals of all time is from Broadway called Hamilton. I'm sure you've heard of it. And one of my favorite lines of all time is, speak less, smile more to the politicians.
Right. Yeah, some people were making jokes. He should have worked on more on his smiling rather than his worries and stuff. But, soon enough, within, 6 months time, things started happening, and the presidential office decided that just, talking with the press, talking too much would be a risky thing. And everyday encounter is kind of counterproductive. And especially there was one particular broadcasting media here in Korea that got into really confrontational with the president. It just created a scene, and the presidential office didn't like it. Some of the supporters of President Yoon also didn't like that case being made. And the president having to face this hostile voice every morning he walks into the office, that's just not a good thing. So going overboard at the beginning and then kind of pulling back. And after that, 21 months, 1 year and 9 months, that's such a long time for president not having direct communication with the people. He claimed during his, last Thursday's press conference that he had town hall meetings and gathering with the people and stuff like that. But it's just not the same, right? A live broadcasted encounter with everyone in Korea who wants to see him and who wants to listen to him, offering such opportunities. Just not the same as having separate meetings and stuff like that. So, 21 months, year and 9 months, that has been a long time. And that was not a positive thing. And I guess one could say, you mentioned the election result as a possible cause behind this resumption of this media conference. I guess it is because, he himself acknowledged last Thursday press conference that he did not succeed in communicating to the people and sharing with the people what his government has been doing so far. So this is kind of like a belated realization that more communication and more sharing of thoughts are needed between Yoon government and the Korean people. And in that sense, yes, April general election played a role for sure. And so belatedly, he has come back to the table sitting down together with the people live. And so I guess that is the overall background for this.
All right. Just to review, it was largely seen as a two-part conference. It started with President Yoon's speech, going over the accomplishments of the last 2 years, setting out what's to come in the next three. And the second part was a Q&A session, of course. How effective was the first part of the conference, the president's self-assessment statement of his government's achievements so far?
The critics of President Yoon said many different negative things about this part. But for me, someone who supports some of his policies and not others, kind of being in the center, occasional supporter of Yoon government and occasional critic of Yoon government. For me, I need this information. I needed this first part where he sums up his achievements as well as failures at upfront. And these are the stuff that we already know, but I just wanted to know how he understands the situation and how he wants to see his own shortcomings and achievements and so on. So I thought it was a really good thing that he had that first part, even though it felt a little bit odd, right? Him just sitting there alone in his office
They could have
and
done it
having
better.
to. Yeah, the having to walk to the press room and for a Q&A. Is this an atmosphere of hostility that he was afraid of? Why couldn't he just make the statement with the reporters present? That's puzzled to me. So the format was a little bit something that I thought it's something to be desired for improvements and stuff. But the contents of it was important, and I noticed that he began his talk on economic policy and what he has achieved, his focus about revitalizing the market economy as opposed to government activism that was emphasized during the previous administration, and his focus on private sector investment and job situation. The thing is, we have numbers out, and this first quarter, the numbers for Korean economic performance is quite good, actually. And the reason behind it, how this is made possible, the work that his government has been doing, they are pretty well summed up in the short-term economic revitalization, as well as long-term investment, like advanced technology, different kind of things that government focused on investing in order to ensure Korean economic long-term viability and so on. Energy policy directions, why we need that, and how the labor relations has to be changed, and how he worked on it. Tax policy, which I do not agree with him, and I do not support the government's overall direction, but he offered the rationale behind his tax policy, in order to encourage investment and so on. So these were very good summation and of economic policy. And then he went on to, diplomacy and foreign policy, which we are familiar with, his focus on improving relationship with Japan and how he wants to put it, how he wants to present it to the people and everything. It was a necessary session. I liked the fact that they designed it. Again, even though format was a little bit odd, but information I got, I didn't mind. I liked it. It was a good summary of, the thing is, I'm thinking we need to have this before the general election.
You don't think that would have
Maybe
been
some.
risky?
Oh yeah, then so probably opposition could have raised an issue about pre-election campaign or whatever kind of. But I think they could have been different ways of presenting this. President, maybe what about the Yondu Gijahaegwon, the press conference meeting at the beginning of the year that we used to have in the past, like 3 months before election, like setting aside election victories and defeats and political fights. I wanted to have this information upfront before I make up my mind in terms of like how I'm going to vote in general election. So timing wise, yes, belatedly, but I liked what I got during the first part. His own, in his own words, uninterrupted presentation of his his achievements as well as the shortcomings. I liked it.
Mm, achievements and shortcomings, and again, where his government fell short. If there is a politically charged narrative to it, but listeners, how do you feel about the president's delivery? Did you not like the production value of it either? All right, the second part was a Q&A session that was longer than expected. Professor Kim, what did you make of this session with the press? A first in a long while. The press looked ready to charge at him with questions.
I like the way it went at the beginning and throughout the whole process. At the beginning, as you mentioned, you know, something that people have been waiting for. The opposition critics really needed this moment charge on what they wanted to say. And they began with the most sensitive and, you know, the hot, burning political questions. Mm. And so, you know, talk about your defeat at the election, the first questionnaire, the reporter who asked the question. You know, what do you think about your election defeat? What happened to you? And I like the way it went. And then all these questions, the second, third, fourth questions, these are all about all the most sensitive, politically charged questions. And mm-hmm. and he handled them. And critics did not like the way he handled it. But people in the center wanted to hear how he wanted to present and respond. And I liked what I heard, actually, you know, in terms of I wanted to know what president thinks. Mm. And I think I found out in that sense. So, you know, liked it. And for example, like a cabinet reshuffling, for mm-hmm. instance, what he has in mind. Mm-hmm. Several of the domestic political issue was covered. And after that, they moved on to foreign policy side, mm-hmm. foreign policy issues. And U.S.-Korea relations, especially the November uncertainty, what's going to happen in November in Washington, he dodged the question. I think he did it pretty okay. And there was a question about Russia, which I think he handled pretty well. Mm. Ukraine and Japan, he made his points quite clear. And so that was pretty good. And then as the third part, they went on to economic policy questions. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about the financial sector, asset market, financial investment tax. And then he went on to talk about the questions were asked about the pension reform and the inflation. He handled those questions pretty all right. He made his positions quite clear and what it is that this government is pursuing. Mm. I mean, this kind of information we needed earlier. I'm repeating the same thing that I said before, but we needed this kind of information and delivery early on. Questions went on to address like a low birth rate, demographic challenge. He called it crisis. Mm. By the way, he announced the creation of the separate ministry.
Right.
Then vice prime minister, deputy prime minister in charge of this issue overall. So that was something pretty big that came out.
Yes.
And he also touched upon the conflict with the doctors, which was necessary thing. Yeah. And his view on real estate market, how his government tried to fix the market distortion that had been introduced by the previous government, which I personally do not agree with, but... Mm. But, you know, clear statement there. And then the Q&A ended with his political question of his relationship with Han Dong-un, former leader of the ruling party, getting into campaign mode. And then there he again showed that this conference was something that's really live. It was not scripted. And the way he responded and everything, I like the occasion overall, I have to say.
And he just highlighted the years and years of relationship that accumulated and that Han had become a decent politician. That's what I remember from that final question.
Right. It sounded very personal and sincere in a way, whether we liked the content of the message or not. So it was alive. We could tell. Mm. Yeah.
and I don't think sometimes having the perfect answers is what you might think we want. respond from the president, but that might not necessarily be the case. We respond to, I think, authenticity in some cases, even if it's not scripted and a complete answer or with a finality, if you will.
I think we actually like human face much better, right?
I think so.
Kind of like a perfect robot, supercomputer style.
No, which is why I think I'm okay with saving my job for now. What do you think, Professor Kim? AI anchors and not.
I have to say, if I want to continue on this segment, it has been working out pretty well, right?
Likewise, Professor Kim.
Thank you.
All right, let's get to the heated part of that conference. How do you assess his handling of the contentious domestic political issues, namely the allegations involving the First Lady, the bribe allegation, namely, and the death of a Marine soldier?
I guess our listeners, among our listeners who are critical of Yoon government and President Yoon, may not actually like what I have to say here. But, you know, again, someone who's trying to be centrist, taking part with the government sometimes and sometimes not. Again, for this press conference, I like that upfront style, front-loading style, because, you know, this question about First Lady, I think it was the second question, following his understanding of the defeat of the general election. And he went out upfront, he said, unwise action by his wife. He apologizes it, he said. Mm-hmm. And so that was very strong, clear point. Mm-hmm. He apologized for his wife's unwise action, quote unquote. And this is something that we've been waiting for. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when was this? That was February, I guess. He had a, you know, media interaction with KBS.
Right.
Right. And he said something else and people were furious about it. Mm. But he came out really upfront about that. So he's done his job on that one, the way I see it, First Lady. Mm. And he emphasized that the current investigation that's continuing needs to be completed before special counsel appointments. Mm. Legally makes sense. Mm. And his point on the death of the Marine, I like that explanation because I really wanted to know the details and what he actually sees on his desk in his shoes. And to me, he explained the details about what he understands had happened, what went wrong, you know, why this happened, especially the explanation about, you know, the action to prohibit someone from leaving the country. I didn't know how the system actually worked. Uh-huh. And he explained pretty well. And if you trust his words, it kind of makes sense. It's unfortunate, but why government made a mistake in terms of sending someone to Australia as Korea's ambassador without knowing that he was prohibited from leaving the country. Mm. His explanation to me was pretty persuasive. So again, you know, First Lady, Marine, Defense Minister, Australian embassy, ambassador issue, and so on. It was informative to me, so I liked it.
One of our regular listeners, Museum, chimes in, 내용을 떠나 소통하려는 모습은 좋아 보였긴 해요. Despite what the contents of the press conference, the president trying to communicate better with the people, with the press, that looked good. So criticism did mount with his communication methods or seemingly lack thereof. So going forward, what should we expect in the way President Yoon interacts with the media and communicates with the public?
Yeah, no, I guess I have to watch time here. I
think we're out of time, actually.
Yeah, so, you know, to make it very brief, absolutely, to repeat what I said before, we need this one more often. And this was a valuable occasion for those people who do not take sides necessarily permanently with one side, whether, you know, those people who support president all the time and those who criticize him all the time may not necessarily like it or may not have, you know, a different may have different attitudes towards this kind of thing. But those voters in the center, we need information. And this provided information. And we need more of this going forward. So that's very clear.
Professor Kim, we appreciate your insights and your humor. We'll speak to you again next week.
Thank you very much.
If you're listening to our program using the podcast service, just a reminder that we do go live Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Korea Standard Time. So tune in and help us make the show more informative by giving us your input. See you bright and early on Good Morning Seoul.